Hi everyone, Sane Man here. This is the second video brought to you by the more than generous donation from Mr. Anonymous from Switzerland. This is the second of five videos I'm going to make for him. For this one, I want to discuss a Daily Mail article called Rise of the Tamagotchi Kids, virtual children that play with you, cuddle with you, and even look like they'll be commonplace in 50 years, and could help combat overpopulation, AI expert predicts. So who is this so-called AI expert? And why does she get it so wrong? Well, her name is Catriona Campbell. The first thing she gets wrong is believing that in 50 years, the world is going to have an overpopulation problem. That claim alone discredits her. Is she not paying attention to the fertility rates crashing all over the Western world, and much of the Eastern world as well? She tries to tap into nostalgia by saying that people will cuddle with augmented reality kids with a name like that, Tamagotchi, which was a fad that lasted a year or two in the middle 90s. That mostly Korean kids in my high school were obsessed with. You had a little device connected to your keychain that you actually had to remember to click some buttons to feed virtually, and give it some attention. If you didn't, then your creature would die of starvation or neglect, and you'd have to start all over again. I don't see it happening. People want to interact with something real and alive. You don't have conversations with AI software like Siri. You might ask a question or two, but that's about it. Women won't want virtual kids for the same reason that women won't be satisfied with male robots. They can't push their emotional buttons, and more importantly, they don't come with a pet wallet. Catriona studied psychology in school but never became a psychologist. She's involved in the field of human-computer interaction, and she designed banking interfaces. Of course, those are some of the worst ones I use on a daily basis. Everything is hard to find and navigate, and the interface is not all that intuitive. Yet she's the one that's going to tell us that we're going to embrace babies while wearing augmented reality glasses one day. The problem is that the human brain cannot be tricked that easily to have a relationship with technology. When I was in a long-term relationship, it was hard for me to get my partner to use a dishwasher for some reason. I also bought a robot vacuum cleaner for my mother, and she didn't use it for almost 2 years before I helped her set it up. If the women I knew had issues with technology as simple as those, do you really think that they'll actually want to deal with a robot baby one day? Look at the technology women use today, i.e. smartphones. They use their technology so they can communicate with others through it. It doesn't necessarily create a relationship bond between woman and machine. Instead, it augments relationships with other human beings through the use of technology. Before the internet, girls rarely used computers. Suddenly, when ICQ and email became ubiquitous, that's when things began changing. When it was just static video games where you didn't actually play with your friends, or when a computer wasn't connected to the internet, and real people, women didn't care. Sure, the odd woman would connect, but most wouldn't. Catriona is nuts to think that women are going to interact with technology like this in person. Get a woman a robotic vacuum cleaner and see how well that works, and if she's excited or not. I'll discuss more in a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, the Red Pill Ring. The Freemasons have their own rings, and now so do we. When another MGTOW sees your gold, silver, or bronze ring, he's going to know exactly what it means, and that both of you have the same value system. Now all we have to do is make a secret handshake. Please visit redpillring.com today to get your precious, precious ring. Do it fast before Gollum with boobs stops you. Anyways, now back to women touching air thinking it's a real baby clown world show. The article says that Catriona is one of the UK's leading authorities on AI. She says that virtual babies or children technology would actually help combat overpopulation. But the metaverse is a myth. I think it's just belly button lint being smoked in a crack pipe dream that won't materialize the way that Zuck the Cuck envisions it. I think we'll actually have a pseudo-metaverse at some point, but it's not going to be virtual reality. It's more likely to be augmented reality glasses used to project a layer of digital visual information over the real world. You'll be walking down the street and things will be projected on the side of buildings, and information about stores will start to pop up, as well as avatars being projected over real people. So if you've got a thing for chickens, you can make every single person on the street look like one in real time. Sure, creating virtual babies to raise will mean no cost to bring them up. But besides the obvious, which is you can't cuddle air, the problem is you can't really nurture something that doesn't exist. Even if you could create a perfect android, where you actually couldn't tell the difference between it and a real person, if you knew it wasn't real, you would still treat it differently. Watch the film AI Artificial Intelligence. In it, a woman basically chooses her real son over an artificial one, even though her fake son actually has real feelings for her, more real than her biological son, it seems. Catriona believes that consumer demand will be there for virtual baby systems. But what about the consumer demand for making the metaverse virtual sex first? That's the type of content that always leads to innovation, and will be an easier moneymaker. Look at the early days of the internet, and most of the websites besides the academic ones were all about sex. The metaverse is dead or dying, and people should know that after they heard about Sheryl Sandberg leaving Facebook, now known as the Meta Corporation. The metaverse is just a magic buzzword with no bite, to boost stock prices. Maybe women can also date virtual men using this sort of technology. But we all know they won't, because you can't nag code. More importantly, if women can snuggle with virtual babies, then men should be able to snuggle with virtual babes. But simply talking about that would probably be considered misogynistic, so the article doesn't even mention going in that direction. That would create liberation for men, so women don't want to go there. Catriona says that there'll be gloves there to deliver tactile touch functions so you can touch your virtual children. That's the only thing she has correct here. A Tamagotchi that'll be able to feel their real parents. There's actually material out there that you can wear that already has a touch feel if someone out there touches another device that has sensors that can basically pick up on its sensation. She thinks the future is people touching air and getting a pre-programmed response from a virtual baby. I think the future is people touching lifelike dolls with sensors while wearing augmented reality glasses. And that information is then transferred over through the internet to a real person wearing a suit that feels your touch. That's the feeling that connects you emotionally to another human being. I'm sure there'll be all kinds of sick and twisted people out there that dress their babies and kids in clothing that allows them to feel the touch of people in far-off lands. It'll be a new frontier for evil pedos trying to feel up kids that aren't their own. As for Catriona, she sounds like a clueless NPC spewing out the idea that we have overpopulation, instead of seeing that it's actually in fact crashing. I see a future where women will actually be the ones paying for real attention from Chad Rones. We're already seeing that in Japan with host clubs where three or four single working women pay to be entertained by one Chad. That would also be a great business in North America. There are tons of walrus-shaped women that can't get any attention from good-looking men, so paying for that attention would be a lucrative business. Human nature is the same, so I don't see why it wouldn't work in larger North American cities. One day things might get to the point where women will actually pay to rent a kid. At some point, if attention stops flowing to women, they might actually pay to babysit your kids because they actually want to feel like there's someone there in their lives. As for this story about future computer-generated cat ladies, whenever I see something like this, I think to myself, it must be a slow news day. Who wants a fake kid to play with except perhaps the pedos? That's who's most likely going to use this sort of technology first. But for most people, if we use it, it's like a dog chasing a piece of felt around a racetrack. Except the dog doesn't know any better that it's fake, but we do. Virtual kids might be a fad for the short term, but it'll probably die quickly like Tamagotchi did. I was out talking to friends about this story, and the consensus was that women like Catriona, being tech advisors to the UK government, are just creating make-work for themselves so they can gain access to government bucks that are printed on the backs of mostly productive males. She gets to play the part of the expert when she's anything but. It's all about creating official-sounding expert titles for women that have no idea what's really going to be going on in the future. I have a degree in new media, and I learned how to create new innovative interfaces using old technologies. This woman doesn't sound like she actually ever used AR or VR technology before. If she did, then she would understand its limitations. But to be fair, most people are so distracted by the technology itself that they don't understand how it makes them feel using it. There are services that rent sex dolls. Rent one out and look at it, and once you look into its lifeless eyes, tell me that you feel the same connection you do with a real person. You'll feel more of a connection looking at a pre-recorded spicy video. I know this because I have two of such dolls. When you see a real child, they are alive and have emotions. When you see a projected child, no matter how real it looks, you know it's still fake. Not only that, but if a woman without a child sees it and interacts with it, she's probably going to bawl her eyes out because it's going to remind her that she doesn't have one of her own. Either that or it's going to make her sad and give her anxiety. As humans, we actually want to give pleasure and nurture to other humans and animals. That brings us great fulfillment. Will giving those things to something lifeless be as fulfilling? I don't think so. The only person I've heard before that believes that his doll waifu is a real woman and loves her just the same is Turd-Flinging Monkey. Is he nuts or is he just ahead of the curve? That guy is so smart that sometimes genius and madness go together. He told me he believes that having real women projected onto a doll that you can interact with would be a good crutch until you could wean yourself off of them and then just use the artificial intelligence. Maybe he's right. Maybe it's enough. I don't know until I try a satisfying situation where I simulate a woman virtually over the internet. And then when I get used to it, I could just get someone to switch a real woman for AI and see if it passes the Turing test. I'm anal about the thread count on my bed sheets during sex. Somehow I don't think that the program pussy would actually be able to satisfy me. That's why I don't think the cat ladies would be satisfied with a computer-generated kid either. Women are even more obsessed with details, and that's a big one that no one wants to talk about. Humans hate interacting with technology like artificial voice software if you know that it's not real. I don't know, maybe this is the image of the beast technology that everyone is supposed to worship from the Antichrist in the Bible or something. Women would worship the virtual kids and men the virtual thoughts. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mr. Anonymous for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed your second topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that pedos would be lining up on opening day to get a chance to smash a virtual kid. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the cat ladies that buy a cat, shave it bald, and then project the appearance of a human child onto it using augmented reality away, which is what I think would be the most likely scenario. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.